Again, up until late last week, the State Department was talking about how it would continue to engage with Afghanistan through aid and assistance and training, a pledge it palpably cannot uphold now. The Taliban takeover all but extinguishes American influence in Afghanistan. And while the US has been making last-ditch efforts to hold peace talks in Qatar, the threat to the Taliban that they would be internationally isolated if they take Afghanistan by force has gone nowhere. And if you look at the language of Russia and China, it's clear their intention is to work with the Taliban. So US officials are now scrambling to figure out how to engage with Afghanistan. The exit of former Afghan President Ashraf Ghani also means the Taliban has no incentive to form a transitional government. The best the US can hope for now is a peaceful takeover by the Taliban, but that's not a lot to clutch onto.